This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Iran's foreign minister said Thursday an attack at a Shiite Muslim shrine that killed 15 people was designed to destabilize the country. Iranian officials said they had arrested a gunman who carried out the attack at the Shah Shirak shrine in the city of Shiraz. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. State media blamed the attack on Takfiri terrorists, a label Tehran uses for hardline Sunni Muslim militants such as Islamic State. The foreign minister said in a written statement the regime will certainly not allow Iran's national security and interests to be toyed with by terrorists and foreign meddlers who claim to defend human rights. Wednesday's killing of Shiite pilgrims came on the same day that Iranian security forces clashed with increasingly strident protesters, marking 40 days since Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman, died while in custody of the nation's morality police for allegedly wearing her headscarf, or hijab, improperly. The UN Weather Agency said Wednesday that three main greenhouse gases hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year, calling it an ominous sign. Petri Talis, the head of the World Meteorological Organization, says there are warnings in the fight against climate change.
The game that we have already lost is the melting of glaciers. We have so high concentration of carbon dioxide that the melting of glaciers will continue for the coming hundreds of years, even coming thousands of years, and that will contribute to the sea level rise.
Earlier on Wednesday, the UN's climate office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, the International Energy Agency said Wednesday it believes global emissions of greenhouse gases will peak in 2025 as surging energy prices due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine propel investment in renewables. The IEA forecasts global clean energy investment rise by more than 50% from today's levels to $2 trillion per year by 2030. The agency also said clean energy investments will have to rise by $4 trillion per year by 2030 for the world to achieve the target of 1.5 degrees Celsius enshrined in the Paris Accords. The Los Angeles City Council has formally rebuked two members and its former president for their involvement in a racism scandal that has triggered protests and shaken public faith in City Hall. Wednesday's 12-0 vote to censure former Council President Nuri Martinez and Councilman Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon represented the strongest step the council could take to publicly reprimand the trio for their participation in a secretly recorded 2021 meeting laced with crude, bigoted comments. The three Latino Democrats were heard scheming to protect their political clout in the rejoining of council districts at the expense of blacks and renters. Martinez resigned shortly after the release of the tape earlier this month. The rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, is facing further rejection from the corporate world. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
We don't know why Ye decided to show up at the California headquarters of Skechers this day after Adidas had cut him loose, but officials at Skechers thought the whole thing was kind of sketchy, so he got the heave-ho. The company says the rapper arrived unannounced and without invitation at its corporate headquarters near Los Angeles, and as he did, began taping video inside. Skechers says two of its executives walked Ye out the door, and as if to verbally shut it behind him, the company says it was not, is not, and has no intention of working with him. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The entertainer has lost several corporate partnerships in recent days in response to anti-Semitic comments in interviews and social media. Recapping our top story, Iran's foreign minister said Thursday an attack at a Shiite Muslim shrine that killed 15 people was designed to destabilize the country. Iranian officials said they had arrested a gunman who carried out the attack at the Shah Shirak shrine in the city of Shiraz. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the attack. State media blamed the attack on Takfiri terrorists, a label Tehran uses for hardline Sunni Muslim militants such as Islamic State. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.